Logic dictates that given their extremely high level of technical development...
Well, it's too technical to explain to the lay mind.
We're back on Money Life, where we start our interviews today talking technicals, and we do that with John Kosar, Chief Market Strategist at Asbury Research. If you want to learn more about him and the firm, asburyresearch.com, also asburyinvest.com, the two websites, of course, related, but a little bit of different content on each. You can check them out online. John Kosar, it is great to have you back on Money Life.
Good to be back, Chuck.
You know, these are the proverbial interesting times, at least if you do what you do, because this has been a market that, you know, I remember you were going risk off right at the beginning of the year when the market was peaking and people weren't seeing it be that bad. We've seen the market have a couple of not just average bear market rallies, but kind of ferocious bear market rallies. So what is your take right now? Because we'd love to believe that better lies ahead, but there's still a lot of storm clouds out there.
That's a good observation. This is really what I'd call a strategic inflection point for the market. And what does that mean? It means that we are effectively, from a technical and quantitative standpoint, we're kind of right where we were in the middle of August. We had a nice rally off the June lows, and we ran up to some important levels, up around 4,300. And within about a week or so, we were right back, turned around the other way. And of course, we made those lows in the middle of August. So we're right there now. I'm basically looking at 4,100 as being the level. If this 2022 major downtrend is still intact, this is precisely where it should stall, and we should roll down, retest the lows, and maybe make some fresh lows. So what happens from this little inflection point is going to dictate where we go from now into the early part of next year.
Where do you think we're going? What's your expectation? And better yet, what's backed up behind it? Because everybody talks about, oh, we're going to have recession, we're going to do whatever. I'm less concerned about the recession and more concerned about what the recovery is going to look like.
Yes. Yeah. I think that the lows that we made in June and then again in October, 3,500, 3,600 in the S&P 500, I think those lows are going to stick. I think those are lows that are going to last one to several quarters. The reason for that is nobody can see the future. So all we really have is history. So looking back over the past 10 to 20 years, what I found is that investor sentiment, certain breadth metrics in the market, and certain options related data, put call ratios, prices of premiums, stuff of that nature, were in June and in October at levels that have defined every multi-quarter bottom in the stock market over the past 10 to 20 years. The two most recent ones were the COVID lows, which was March of 2020, and then at the end of 2018, beginning of 2019, that was another bottom that stuck. We had, a very nice move higher in the S&P off of those. So that's what I think. And right now, the way we're setting up tactically is we're still positive. Our Asbury 6 went risk off on August the 23rd, and it went back to risk on October the 18th. So we are still risk on. We are still positive according to our Asbury 6 metric. Until that changes, we keep following the signal and we will stay long. If that turns, I will be very fast to be out of the market and starting to protect client assets, because that will tell me that the internals have changed.
Let's talk about the internals to the Asbury 6 for just a second, because my audience can hear about it, but they don't necessarily know what it is, although a number of them are your fans, John, so those people probably do know. But for the rest of the crew, what goes into the Asbury 6 so they understand what it is that you're actually looking at?
I've been doing this over 40 years, and it used to be where you could look at the S&P 500 and maybe look at volume and just have a good day-to-day, back-of-the-envelope idea of what the condition of the market was in. Those days are gone. I think most of that has to do with algorithmic trading, which comprises, there are different accounts of this, but about 80% of the volume every day is, these computers trading with each other. That's why we have days where the S&P is up 70 one day, it's down 50 the next, and then it's up 100 the next day after that. I mean, it really difficult to not bite on these moves that don't last. So I backtested all of my favorite tactical tools that I've been using for 40 years, and I started to put them in pairs or groups, so groups of four, groups of six, to find something that would give me effectively what the doctor gives you when you go into his office for your annual checkup. He sits you on the table, and he checks your pulse. He checks your reflexes, he takes your blood pressure, and that might be different than how you looked when you came in the door. So I wanted that under the hood look every day. So that's what the Asbury 6 does, and it does that by looking at six different metrics. One is the rate of change in the S&P 500. That's the only one that has to do with the actual price of the S&P 500, and we did it on purpose. We're looking at relative performance between stocks and high-yield bonds, investor asset flows, corporate bond spreads, trading volume, and market breadth. So we look at all of those six, and when there are four in one direction, that's a signal. Four green or four bullish, the last time that we had that, again, was October the 18th was our last signal. And then it was red or negative prior to that, the latter part of August. So that tells me, looking past the up 50 and down 50 gyrations that, you know, get us to make a lot of mistakes if we're just watching the S&P 500, that tells me what's happening under the hood.
All that said, you're following the signal. The signal is risk on. Is there anything else you are looking at that has you concerned as we head into the new year?
Nothing ominous. Basically, we're up against major resistance here in the S&P 500 that I mentioned. And then I was looking at a bunch of charts this morning. We're also up against the 200-day moving average in the SOX index, in the Russell 2000, in the NYSE Composite, Apple. There are more. So when you're in a bear market and you're monthly overbought, which we are off of this, you know, this rally that we've had since October, that is in a healthy bear market where the trend should resume. So the bears are looking at that. People that think we're going to make fresh lows next year and we're going into a recession, those people are all watching this area like a hawk, I think, this 4,100 area in the S&P 500, because everybody knows basically that does this for a living. That's where the downtrend should reengage. If we get on the other side of 4,100, despite this, there's going to be a lot of short covering. There's going to be a lot of people that are having to rejigger their portfolios or have to get themselves back invested in the market so their clients don't say, hey, we're going higher. Why aren't you invested? So that's the inflection point to watch. If you're watching markets, watch this 4,100 area in the S&P 500. If we're still in a major downtrend, we should reengage from here within the next week or two. If we can stay sturdy here, and the VIX suggests that we can too. The VIX has been under 24 here this last two or three days. Typically, historically, when the VIX is under 24, the market is calm enough where it can go higher. So again, 4,100 is the area. As long as our Asbury 6 stays green, we've been back in the market since the middle of October, and we're going to stay that way.
John, we will stay interested, and we'll talk to you again down the line to see how it's all playing out. Meanwhile, have a great holiday season.
Same to you and everyone who's listening. Have a nice Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to you soon.
That's John Kosar. He's the chief market strategist at Asbury Research. And if you want him to talk to you when he's not here on the show, well, go check out asburyresearch.com and asburyinvest.com. That's where we're going to go to get more information on all the things he does and to make sure you're not missing any of it. We are just getting started on the November 22nd edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the book interview. We'll be talking about global discord. Yeah, you'll understand more in just a moment.